At least one Republican senator, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, said Sunday that it was unlikely that Dr. Blasey's testimony would change his mind. He accused Democrats of taking advantage of her. "I want to listen to Dr. Ford. I feel sorry for her. I think she's been used here," he said on Fox News Sunday, adding, "I'm not going to play a game here and tell you that this will wipe out his entire life, because if nothing changes, it won't with me." The hearing will invariably explore Judge Kavanaugh's upbringing in the exclusive world of prep schools in suburban Washington. Both Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Blasey attended private schools, and she has said that the judge and a friend of his were stumbling drunk when the assault occurred. Senator Richard J. Durbin of Illinois, the number two Democrat in the Senate, said Sunday that questions about Judge Kavanaugh's high school alcohol consumption were bound to come up. "Well, it's certainly relevant to the whole conversation," Mr. Durbin said on the ABC program this week. "Dr. Ford has said that they were stumbling drunk at the time that this occurred, and there have been a lot of things said about the alcohol that was consumed by the judge as well as by others in his school. That has to be part of any relevant questioning." In a preview of his defense, Judge Kavanaugh planned on Sunday to hand over to the Judiciary Committee calendars from the summer of 1982 that do not contain evidence of a party similar to the one described by Dr. Blasey. His team plans to argue that the calendar pages represent a piece of evidence that fails to corroborate Dr. Blasey's account, according to a person familiar with the defense. But the calendar pages from June, July, and August of that year, which were reviewed by the New York Times, also in no way disprove her accusation, along with a list of statements from other potential witnesses insisting they do not remember the episode. The pages only reinforced on Sunday that Judge Kavanaugh's fate will rest in the hands of individual senators who must decide whose account they believe. Senators looking to confirm or refute the allegations will face a nearly impossible task. Complicating matters, Dr. Blasey has said she does not recall the specific date or location of the house where the alleged incident occurred, though she believes it was during the summer of 1982. Judge Kavanaugh's prospects were further clouded on Sunday when the New Yorker reported on a new allegation of sexual impropriety. A woman who went to Yale with Judge Kavanaugh said that during a drunken dormitory party their freshman year, he exposed himself to her, thrust his penis into her face, and caused her to touch it without her consent. In a statement, Judge Kavanaugh denied the allegation from the woman, Deborah Ramirez, and called it a smear, plain and simple. The New Yorker did not confirm with other eyewitnesses that Judge Kavanaugh was at the party. The Times had interviewed several dozen people over the past week in an attempt to corroborate her story and could find no one with first-hand knowledge. Ms. Ramirez herself contacted former Yale classmates asking if they recalled the incident and told some of them that she could not be certain Mr. Kavanaugh was the one who exposed himself.